content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy. The weepy.
Welcome to the Crowd Chat Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the memes. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in the prepared to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody. I actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy to digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today we're going to be talking about pussy culture and era of cowardice. What is pussy culture? And how does it relate to cancel culture? How does it relate to everything that is going on wrong in this society as we speak? As we speak now, and I will give examples. I will break it down. But first, what's pussy culture? Pussy culture is just that. Is when you call someone a pussy. It is being a coward. It is being a cunt. How it's become acceptable and even celebrated to be a coward and be a pussy, to be like, be weak and not strong minded, not willing to have strong opinions, to be afraid to even show your face outside with your opinion strapped to your shoulders, wearing your opinion on your sleeve. Thinking that you are strong because you're backed up by a whole bunch of people. It is feeling like you're strong because you're wearing a mask, because you're too much of a fucking coward to even show your face. It is freaking jumping someone with multiple persons, just one person, and not even being strong enough to drop them. That is pussy culture. That is, oh, we're going to fight you. We're all going to jump you. Oh, really? It's when they come at you 20 deep and they celebrate afterwards like they accomplished something. Oh, we kicked your ass. Like, shit, you came at me 30 deep. I hope you did kick my ass. Like, goddamn. I mean, like that, like what the fuck? Like, I hope you did fuck me up. I hope you did. Like, what did you do with your life? And am I offline? What's going on? It says I'm okay. Anyways, like to thank everyone that's listening on Twitch, on YouTube, on DLive, on Periscope, and on Facebook. Yeah. So if you guys chat, feel free to chat with me. I will respond to you. But I just want to talk about this first story. This is basically the story that got me. Oh, I got to fucking disable my ad blocker for this bullshit. All right, that got me to that inspired me to do this. That got me thinking on this had me on this freaking track, and it's just the level of pussiness is just it fucking amazes me. It's like, how can you feel like you're accomplishing something when you're a coward? Like it fucking amazes me so much. It's like, oh, we fucked you up. Oh, we're all gonna come at you. Oh, all 30 of you against one. Like, I mean, honestly, this happened to me almost always. I almost never had a fair fight. Growing up, you know, I was the fat kid in Brooklyn. Going to school, they would either sneak attack me from behind or jump me with five or more guys and then run away. They never dropped me. That's the thing. It's not like they dropped me. And a lot of times they would have weapons. They would bring fucking weapons. And I swear to God, oh, and then if you hit one of them, oh my goodness, that is bad. Oh, you hit him. Why you hit him for? You attack me. So what? You're bigger. You're bigger. Like, what? So what? I got to take five or more hits from 10 motherfuckers and not fight back because I'm bigger? The fuck are they fucking with me for? It's like, why are you not teaching your kid to not be a pussy? Like, I was never allowed to run away. It's like, oh, you know, you better stand your ground or I'm going to fuck you up. That's how I was raised. But you know what? I guess we're dealing with a whole bunch of fatherless faggots. And I'm not going to, like, honestly, I am not going to fucking censor myself. Bunch of fatherless faggots. That's going on. Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Like, you know what? Fuck you. Fuck Nipsey Hussle at this point. Because I finally saw that fucking trash ass music video. Fucking short sighted motherfuckers. Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Look at me. I'm a rebel. Like, shut the fuck up. Kicking someone off the stage because, you know, it's like, come on, man. We just came to watch you fucking rap. Why don't you shut the fuck up and rhyme your little words? Oh, my God. Like, honestly, you know what? Fine. I hope you fucking go broke. Like, most of these fucking rappers go broke anyways. Like, it goes to the next stupid version of rap anyways. Like, it was like, first it was gangster rap, and now it's like, fuck Donald Trump. All right, yeah, okay. Very, very progressive, very, very intelligent lyrics. Like, I don't even know who the fuck YG was until I heard this shit. Is there, like, to one of my coworkers, like, oh, what do you think of that fuck Donald Trump song? I'm like, I think I never heard it because I don't pay attention to retards. I don't pay attention to that bullshit. Fuck Donald Trump. Ooh, we're going to fuck Donald Trump. Okay. All right, how's that working out for you? Explain that. So, anyways... Yeah, I'm on a freaking 30-day ban on fucking Facebook. I don't know how I'm able to still stream on my, you know, on my accounts. I can't post anything. But yeah, no, it's because some fucking pussy, anonymous pussy, went through my fucking timeline, went through months and months and months and months and months of comments I made, comments and jokes that I've made, and reported me. It's like, okay. Thinking that shit is funny. It's like, okay, you're a fucking pussy from in the shadows. You're taking shots from in the shadows so that way you know, because you're afraid of me. Like that fucking Indian kid that smacked the hat off my hat and ran for his fucking life. He's a fucking pussy. And honestly, like, that is starting to piss me off more than anything. They act fucking tough, but when they see, okay, you're ready to throw down too. Oh, you're ready to. Oh, you thought you were gonna bang on me, and I was just gonna be like, oh yeah, go ahead, hit me. I'm like, I'm a fucking punching bag. No, son, I hit back. Like, what do you think is gonna happen? I'm just gonna let you hit me? I'm not gonna at least put up some amount of defense? So I'm a victim. He hit me back. What? Okay. Anyways, let me finally got this fucking article up. This is where I, what the fucking, oh, this goddamn, stop seeing this ad. Not interested. Okay. Here, sickening video of motherfucker. Okay. Sickening video shows 14-year-old boy being cornered and brutally beaten by bullies in school bathroom. A disturbing video has emerged on the social media this week showing a 14-year-old Baltimore high school student being viciously beaten in the boys' bathroom by a mob of attackers. Yeah, because they're so fucking brave. First of all, I saw this video. They sucker punched him. And while he's trying to mount a defense, another kid sucker punches him. And, you know, then he's starting to cover up to, like, block the blows. And that's when they all pounce on him. Like, fucking fatherless faggots. They're fatherless faggots. I'm just going to throw that out. I'm just going to say it out there. If you guys are listening, feel free and give me send a message. I got a chat room open where I could see all your messages. But anyways, a disturbing video has emerged on social media this week showing that a 14-year-old boy, a Baltimore high school student, being viciously beaten in the boys' bathroom by a mob of attackers. Twitter user at Spice Girl shared nearly a minute-long video on Wednesday. By Thursday afternoon, that has been viewed more than 442,800 times and retweeted 2,100 times. The graphic foot is probably more by now. The graphic footage opens with a spectacled teenage boy dressed in school uniform standing against the bathroom wall with his arms crossed on his chest, surrounded by a gaggle of teens. Although it is difficult to make out the audio being said, it is apparent from the participants' tense body language that the boy in the glasses and his classmates exchanged some words. After one of the students asked the boy to take off his glasses, another teen dressed in a gray Duke sweatshirt throws the first punch, which lands squared on the victim's face. The boy stumbles backwards, and that moment, another teen with what looks like a lollipop in his mouth punches the victim in the face, causing him to lose his balance. Before long, the 14-year-old is being pummeled by at least four people who mercilessly beat and kick the boy. He is seen in the video cowering in the corner by the sink and using his hands to shield his head and face from blows raining down on him. Oh, and guess what? You know, all these four fucking fine upstanding gentlemen faggots, they couldn't even drop the boy. They couldn't even drop him. He didn't run away. He took his hit. He took his lickings. And they didn't knock him out. They didn't do nothing. Like, it looks like they didn't even break skin. Like, these bunch of weak motherfuckers. You need a four. Of course you need a four of y'all. Because y'all probably couldn't take him one-on-one. Fucking cowards. I hate that coward shit. I really do hate that fucking pussy shit. It really comes... Let me see if anybody's contacting me. I might call Gabe Brown because I think he wanted in on this. But, it's it really burns my fucking ass. It's like, oh wow, you're so fucking tough, guys. Yeah, real nice. You make your fathers fucking proud doing that shit. We're gonna gang up on them. You know, and they feel so proud, and they walk out feeling proud of themselves and shit. Like fucking pussies. They're pussies. Fatherless faggot pussies. That's it. That should be the new term. Like, no, you're a bunch of fatherless faggots. They probably went someplace else to go blow themselves or something. They take turns sucking each other's cocks. Fucking little schmucks. So... He's seen on video cowering in the corner, blah, blah, blah. I said, I read that already. Further in the article. As soon as his attackers file out of the bathroom, the victim, who never utters a word or tries to fight back, rubs his face and calmly walks out. Commenters on Twitter said that based on the uniform worn by the teenage boys in this video, a navy polo shirt with a distinctive emblem on the chest, and khaki pants, it was recorded at a Bluford Drew Jameson STEM Academy West in Baltimore. According to the school's website, Bluford Jameson Academy is the only all-male middle and high school in Baltimore City. The vision of BDJ is to build strong, positive relationships with male scholars so they can achieve independence, confidence, and academic knowledge as they pursue college and career opportunities. The description of the school official website reads, DailyMail.com on Thursday contacted Baltimore City Public Schools seeking a comment on the incident. A district representative confirmed in an email that the attack took place at Bluford Drew Jameson Academy on Wednesday. Students involved in the incident are being identified. Appropriate action will be taken in accordance with the city school's code of conduct and the law, the statement read. The district on Thursday made counselors, social workers, and psychologists available at the school and reached out to the victim of the beating, offering support. We are committed to the safety and security of the students and staff and work hard. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Blah, 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 blah. Because money bet if this kid would have fought back, and this is going to bring me to my next thing. Money bet if this kid would have fought back and beat the living hell out of one of them, he would be in jail. He would be in trouble. He would be the one getting suspended. Because you know what? That's happened to me. It happened in middle school. A kid kicked me in my face walking up the stairs. He just went, bam! Just kicks me in my face. And again, didn't knock me out. Just fucking hurt like hell, obviously. But I freaking dragged him and beat the living hell out of him. And I get fucking suspended. He didn't. He didn't get. Even after he fucking admitted to kicking me in the face first. I'm the one that gets suspended. And, I get kicked in the fucking face. I get suspended for fucking fighting back. Oh, you should have told the teacher. Oh, so you want me to tell a fucking teacher After I immediately got kicked out, so I'm supposed to walk away like an asshole. This motherfucker feeling proud that he got a free hit off of me. Like, fuck that. No, he's going to have something to remember me by. He's going to remember the name. That's what the fuck is going to happen. Like, I don't understand where the fuck you get. Like, and that's how schools are. They don't teach you, like, oh, we don't want them to fight because if they fight, we want it to end as quickly as possible. No. Sometimes you're going to have to fucking defend yourself. You're going to have to fucking defend yourself. Sorry. I'm so sorry. That's what's going to have to happen. We got somebody watching. How you guys doing? It really. Oh, okay. We got. Okay. Like to thank someone that's watching on. What's his Twitch? So. Got people watching on Twitch. So, hey, thanks. Thanks for giving me a watch on the Twitch. On the Twatch. So, what's next? I mean, the reason why, I bring that up, it's like, oh, we kicked his ass. And I mean, this also become the reason why I bring this up is like Antifa. Antifa are the biggest gang of pussies. We're going to put on masks. We're going to dress like the fucking Foot Clan. We're gonna bash the fash. Oh, wow. You're too big of pussies to put your face out there. Mm-hmm. You're that scared. And you can't even drop us. But hey, you need to come with projectiles and shit. And throw shit at people. Make weapons and shit. That's fine. But the moment we fuck you up, that's a fucking problem. The moment we fuck you, because I mean that's another thing, that they're fucking allowed to be fucking pussies. They're fucking allowed to be fucking cowards. They're allowed to do their little sneak attacks like that, and that's with society as a whole. That's where everything, you know, you're allowed to sneak attack and fight someone based on you know. You have an unappealing opinion. You have a unpopular opinion. You need to get your ass kicked. Oh, you're brave wearing that hat. Yeah, you're not gonna be so brave wearing that hat when you get punched in your face. Why is that even a threat? Why? Oh, so you're gonna sneak attack me? You're gonna run away after you do it, right? You're going to run away after you do it, right? Okay. God, I'm just raging. I just raged. I just fucking had the flash of rage. Holy shit. Like, just the very fucking thought. The very fucking thought. Of all those times that I've been jumped. And having the fight back and, you know, so, like while I'm fighting someone behind me punches me in the face from behind, runs away. I fight someone else, someone punches me in the face and runs away. Like the pussy shit. Like 5 against, like 20 against 1? Really? Really? Oh, we kicked your ass. Shit. Ooh, what an accomplishment. You didn't even knock me out. You didn't even break no skin. There's no even black and blues on my face. What did you accomplish? You got more. You won by points. We won by points. Just oh, if you're not laughing at that joke, I don't know. I don't know. You don't know boxing. You don't know fighting sports. Like, oh, we knocked him out. No, you didn't. I was still awake. You fucking ran away. We kicked your ass because we punched you more times than you were able to catch us. Us against one of me. How do you justify that? How do you justify that? How does that make you a man? Like, honestly, how do you feel fucking tough after that? Oh, we formed a Megazord and went after one dude. We were in our fucking Megazords. We formed, we also had this motherfucker in the green suit with the dragon. We formed the Ultra Megazord. We fucked them up. We did it. We did it, guys. He was just holding a bag of milk. What? What did he do? He was, what? You called him a fat fuck. He said, fuck your mother. And he's like, we're going to form up the Ultra Megazord. We're going to fuck him up and not even destroy him. Because at least the Power Rangers cut down the bad guy and he exploded me. I'm just like, really? 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 Fucking pussies? Really? Really? Ramon, get me my bat. Oh, man. What else we got? Speaking about Antifa. I mean, look, it really comes down to Antifa are a bunch of fucking bitch-ass pussies. They really are. They need to, they hide their face, they jump in numbers, they sneak attack, they love to suck a punch. They love to suck a punch. Oh, we feel like that black dude from Portland. I'm here to bang. Yeah, okay. When you have all them, because you think all those white people behind you, brother, are going to fucking protect you when the fight happens? No. Because the moment they go down, they're going to start running. They're going to leave you by yourself. What the fuck are you going to do? Because you got motherfuckers on our side, on the right. Call it far right, all right, whatever, shut the fuck up. People that believe in liberty and freedom. We're getting fed up. We're getting pissed off. We're seeing that our brothers are being sent up to jail. I mean, you know, if you guys are listening, please pray for John Kingsman, Maxwell Hare, and Tiny. Tusa Talatose, Tiny, aka Tiny, over there, and pray for them. Pray for that they receive justice. Pray that they don't have to spend time in jail. But so anyways, yeah. I mean, but speaking about that black dude that I was talking about earlier, this was reported by Andy No. Antifa activist Jamal Oscar Williams, who threatened me with death last year and was arrested in August in Portland for violent protesting, was arrested in Seattle 2 weeks ago for allegedly shouting anti-Semitic remarks at two Orthodox men. This received no media attention. Ooh, really? Like, and then they call us Nazis. Yeah, they're the ones that do the anti-Semitic shit. They're the ones that do the anti-Semitic shit. In fact, hold on. Let me see. Let me try to find some news articles. Oh, no. Okay. Nope. Nothing in the news. Okay, let's go all. Okay, here. Let me just play this video real quick. This is a recent video, so. It's 28 seconds.
Trump! Fuck Donald Trump! Fuck Trump! Fuck Trump! Come to bring it out! Come to bring it out! Bring it out! Bring it out! We didn't come to talk. We come to bang it out.
Bang it out.
Where you at?
We didn't come to talk. We come to bang it out. Okay. What's going to happen when your squad falls and you're the only one by yourself? Hmm? What's going to happen when you're the one that's outnumbered, huh? Jamal? Oscar Williams? What's going to happen? What's going to happen when all your people, they got fucked up, and the people saw that their others, their comrades got fucked up, and they don't want to get fucked up, so they run. They're wearing masks. You're not wearing a mask. They're not protecting you. They won't protect you. You're more of a token than I am. You're a puss. And you only feel that tough because you think you have backup. Just 2 weeks ago, 43-year-old Jamal Oscar Williams was arrested for shouting anti-Semitic statements at Westlake Park, Seattle, directed at two Orthodox men operating a booth to commemorate Yom Kippur, the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. Yeah, you know, I'm a smooth. Like, really, they're just a bunch of fucking cowards. They are a bunch. They just about a bunch of fucking knuckleheads. Fucking fatherless faggots. That's all they are. So, okay, spoke about that. Anyways, I'm going to take a quick music break. And we're going to come back and we're going to continue this. So, what am I going to play? I can't play that because, fuck it. Let me play some Black Suit Youth with their song East of Eden.
Reflects the shadow of a ghost.
That was Black Suit Youth with their song East of Eden on the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Like to thank all y'all for listening, downloading the show. Please rate, please like, comment, and subscribe and share however you're listening to the show. Come back next week where we listen to it live. I broadcast live off of Periscope, YouTube, DLive, Facebook, and Twitch. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at LouisB1. I'm also on Gab at LouisB1. You could follow me on the TikTok at LouisB11211. basically, just go to my Facebook. I mean, I can't post anything lately because I'm on a ban. I'll be moving that soon. Where you can find all my links, especially on my Instagram. You can find all my links on my Instagram, again, at LouisB1. Feel free, follow me. Or at least go there to find my links where you could find me. But, I'm on DLive, Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, all that nice stuff. And once this show is archived, it's archived and is on every single solitary major podcast platform, including iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio. We're on Stitcher. Also on, what's it called? Spotify. We're on Spotify now. Why I keep saying we? I'm on Spotify. The show is on Spotify. Hey, how's you doing? If you are listening right now, feel free and chat with me live because I have the chat room open. I'll see what, especially on my Facebook. Thank you for watching me on Facebook. Anyways, I started off the show talking about how we are in a culture of pussy culture. And how that leads to cancel culture. And this is how it leads to cancel culture. People are afraid of certain ideas. They're afraid of being offended. It all comes to fear. And, we don't want to be afraid. Or we're afraid that these exist. Instead of having the will to either fight opinions that they don't agree with words, with other ideas, they try to get it silenced because they are afraid. They are pussies. And a lot of times they don't put their face out there. They don't put their opinion out there. They just go behind their computer screen. And they report, get them shut down. And they have such pride in it. But you know what? It takes risks. It takes having a strong faith, a strong opinion, a strong faith in yourself that you are right in your convictions to actually stand up and like, hey, this is my idea. These are my thoughts. This is what I believe. They don't want to take those risks. They can't take those risks. So they would rather contact the manager and have it shut down instead of challenging those ideas themselves. That's pussy culture going into cancel culture. Cancer. Cancel culture is a cancer. We got reliable sources. Follow me on... He's following me on Gab. Thank you for following me. But it really, like, what is cowardice? Let's define cowardice. Cowardice, lack of bravery. And and also the synonyms are faint-heartedness, spinelessness. Timidity, fearfulness. In the Bible, fear was a sin. And these were times where it was a sin. When God made commandments like told Abraham to sacrifice his son, which he didn't have the luxury to fail that test. He took a bundle of sticks. And his son, and it also shows how brave his son was, because his son fully knew what God asked of Abraham. And they marched up. The bravery of the son and the father to march up that hill, that mountain, to do what God commanded. It is, you know, if he would have shown fear and hesitated, it would have been a sin. He would have disobeyed God. But the fact that he didn't, not only did God spare Abraham's son, he blessed them. And I know I'm paraphrasing that, and I know probably lost a bunch of you by bringing that up, but there's that saying, if there's no risk, there's no reward. And that really comes down to you can't be afraid of the unknown. You can't be afraid to do what is right at all times. And sometimes you're going to have to face the consequences of doing the right thing. Hell, there's always the situations, damned if you do, damned if you don't. But at least you know you did the right thing. You know, you always try to be the good person. You always try to be the better person. But a lot of the times you're going to have to roll up your sleeves and just fight. Physically, mentally, you're going to have to fight. And it's a lot of risks. It takes risk. It takes you being brave, because a lot of times, hey, you got family, you got friends that rely on you. You have your brothers that rely on you to stand strong for them, to have their backs, no matter what the consequences are. And it also comes down, like, look, there's some opinions I don't like. There's some lifestyles I don't like. I'm not going to be like, oh, let's cancel him. Let's get him fired from his job. No, no. Because sooner or later, whether you believe in God or karma or whatever, if they're living the wrong life, if they're living the wrong course, they're going to smack full force into a wall, figuratively, and maybe sometimes actually, if they were doing drinking and driving, it happens, you know. But everything takes risk, and to be, and we are living in times where it does not pay to be a coward. Yes, society is saying, oh, be a coward. No, you shouldn't fight back. No, you shouldn't raise your voice. There's always going to be consequences. And you know what? I'm telling you, fuck the consequences. Do what is right. Do not be afraid. Or at the very least, use that fear as an early warning system, so that way you could block and keep powering through. Because you have these people outside that will come at you, that will fight you, that will try to stack the odds against you, and you just have to put your fist up and start swinging back. Shock and awe these motherfuckers. And I'm talking figuratively, and unless your life is in jail, then actually. Then literally. There you go. That's the word I was looking for. Literally. Fight back. This is something I'm not just preaching from, you know, I'm practicing what I'm preaching, because I'm out there, I'm wearing a MAGA hat. And for the longest time, I'm like, no, I'm not brave for wearing a MAGA hat. But now I see, yeah, I guess I am, because these motherfuckers are willing to do shit. We got motherfuckers that are willing to throw down because you're wearing a piece of clothing. And I continue to wear that hat in spite of them. And you know, and people are like, well, why you wear the hat? And you know what? This is what I tell them now. Because I have, you know, I have a whole bunch of complicated reasons why I wear the hat. But, you know, I keep it simple. The Democrats in New York City have done dick for me. They have done nothing for me. This Democrat government has done nothing for me. As a brown person living in America, they have done dick. And they don't deserve my loyalty. They don't deserve my vote. And you know what? Not even the Republicans deserve my vote. Because in these elections, I'm going to be voting for Libertarian. I'm not voting straight Republican, straight down. The Republicans need to clean up their fucking act. But I'm going to wear my beliefs on my sleeve. And goddamn the consequences. May goddamn the person that tries to bring harm to me based on a fucking piece of clothing. May goddamn those fatherless faggots that feel like, oh, well, we're going to jump you 20 deep and we feel like men now. No, no, you're not men. You're little boys in your father's pants thinking you're men, playing dress up. It is guys like Maxwell Hare. It is men like John Kingsman. It is men like Tiny that stood and fought, that stood in spite the consequences. I mean, to get along in life, it takes risk. In life, everything's a fucking battle. Everything's a fight. Everything is a struggle. But without struggle, you won't have a reason to appreciate once you attain. You have these people that are so fucking entitled. They're cowards. They're pussies. But they feel entitled. They don't know what it's like to be tough. They never had their asses kicked. They never knew what it was like. They never knew what it's like to face down a bunch of people barreling down on you and you not having the luxury to run away. You have them. They're like, oh, fuck Donald Trump. Oh, we're going to. Like, why? They don't even know the reason why they hate him. They can't even qualify that with a response. They can't justify themselves. So what they do is they sneak attack. They're like, we're going to intimidate them from voting. I mean, and don't rest on your laurels. Don't rest on the laurels of 2016. This is going to be a battle. This is going to be a hard-fought fight. Whoever the Democrats nominate, yes, he or she's going to be a weak-ass candidate. But they're going to pull out every fucking trick in the book. And these motherfuckers, they're going to come out in full force to vote for the retard. Vote for the Democratic retard. We're living in a society where mostly fucking retards. They don't want to learn. They don't want to talk. They just like, oh, you're a racist. Yeah, you're a racist. You're a Nazi. Oh, and they get really angry with me because, oh, I'm a brown person. So I just say, well, the Democrats have done dick for me. And when the Republicans haven't, well, I'd rather have someone that's honest about not wanting to do shit for me. It's simple as that. It really is simple as that. If, you know, I don't give a fuck. Faint-heartedness. Now is not the time to be faint-hearted. Now is not the time to have spiritlessness or spinelessness. Now is not the time to be timid. Now is the time to get pissed off. Now is the time to raise your fucking voice. That's what now is the time. Now's the time to go in there and start campaigning and doing what you got to do and forcing whatever lawmaker or politician in your local area support Trump. And do things, you know, to help make America great again. Go out, clean. Do what Scott Pressler is doing. Go do it on a local level. Even in freaking Republican-controlled territory, do shit that makes the neighborhood better. Help your fellow man. Help make America great again. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Do what you got to do. Stand up for yourself. Take self-defense classes. Get your mind right. And I know this is going to turn a lot of people off. It's going to turn a lot of people off, and I don't care anymore. But get closer to God. Chase God. Get to know God. Because the time is coming where we're going to need him. Because these satanic, freaking godless sodomites out here, they are so fucking full of evil. And this is the thing, and this is the sick thing. They think they're right. They think they're doing good. I mean, and this was prophesied in the Bible. I am sorry. That's just what's the direction I'm going now. What's bad is good, and what's good is bad. That's where society is going. And we're just going to have to roll up our sleeves and remind them, no, sir. You are not doing good. You are not right. I'm on the right. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm not having my hand in another man's pocket. I am not going to steal the product of his labor. I will work and produce my own. And if I have extra, and if I can, if I'm willing, I'll help my fellow man. Look, I've helped people. Whenever I had extra money, whenever I could afford it, I help. And I'm not doing that to pat myself on the back. No, far from it. I would rather do it in secret. But the reason why I'm telling this to you is like, you know, you can't be, you know, sometimes you just have to roll your sleeves up. You have to throw in a couple of dollars, help someone out. And do it not because you're trying to earn, you know, brownie points, but doing it because it's the right thing. And that's all you really need. That's the only reason you really need. And that takes bravery. It does. It takes bravery. It takes bravery to be like, no, abortion is murder. No, I don't hate you because you're gay, but I do not agree with your lifestyle. I don't want my children watching. Well, I don't have kids, but I don't want kids learning about homosexuality via Disney, Cartoon Network, and Netflix. They don't need to be learning about sex. Always stand firm in your opinions. You don't waver. Don't waver in your opinions. And be ready. And be ready because they're coming. The wolves will come. Enough's enough. They're cowards. And it started from birth. It started from birth because they weren't told no. They weren't given a struggle. And now that they have one little twinge of uncomfortability, we need socialism. We need socialism. The government needs to take care of us because I'm too much of a loser with my fucking gender studies degree, and now I don't have money for food. Let's take more money out of people that work, so that way I don't have to work. No. No, pussy. You go out, roll your fucking, roll your sleeves up and work. And you fucking deal with it. Or just deal with the consequences of your shitty choices. It's simple as that. Especially Antifa. Like, take your fucking mask off. You're a bunch of cowards. Why are you scared? Why are you scared for us to know who you are, huh? We don't wear masks. You like to dox us. You like to try to get us fired. You like to try to be in the shadows. Here, pussy, 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 pussy. Here, pussy, pussy. You're cowards. And I'll say it to your face. Because go ahead, take a swing. Win, lose, or draw, I fights. I'll take a punch to the face for the cause. I will use my body to show, to prove your racism. I'll use my body to expose your hatred and why you should never, ever have your ideas heard. Because if you get an inch, you'll take a fucking mile. No quarter. They should be given no quarter. Enough is enough. Anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the Crouch Out Radio Show today. Please come back next week, 8:30 p.m., where I will have another rounds and episode of whatever just pissed me off today. But if you have kids, please, first of all, teach them not to be bullies. Teach them to be defenders. Teach them to defend. Anyways, like to thank everyone for listening. This has been the Crouch House Radio Show. And as always, from my house, Where is it? From my house to your house. Mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.
Help the Crouch Out Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalists and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouisB. And just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crouch Out Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouisB.